You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of invited guests answer your questions. The guests this week are Ian Salmon, Abigail Rudkin, San Shetty, and Andy Heaton, who's also producing. The first question we're going to answer is one from Robbie Fowler, the gobshite, not the footballer, who wants to know what your favourite goal under Jurgen Klopp is, and you're only allowed one. So first up, Andy Heaton.
Oh, what an original question. I've never heard that one before, Adam.
Right.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, there can be only one for me, and, you know, all right, playing at the gallery a little bit, but it's Lord Divock of Origi against Everton at Anfield in the what felt like the 99th minute a couple of years ago. I mean, if ever you're going to lose the game in a manner that's more Evertonian than ever, the most Everton thing ever, it's that. It's just, it's got everything, the despondency, the surprise, the elation that what the fuck just happened, going about it. I was actually with stood next to Kev Walsh at the match when this went in, and it's a weird one because Everton were actually finishing the game stronger than Liverpool, and it was just one of those rare occasions where like this isn't going to happen, and you know we all obviously hold the squad and the manager in the highest esteem, but like when it's against Everton, it stings and we're like, this fucking shite, this fuck off, we're going, let's go. And we started walking down the stairs. I think I started in block 307 and I think I ended up in 302 when it went in. Just like, oh, because you just caught the glance, but we kind of looked up when Alisson pings the ball over and comes back out, and then Virgil van Dijk, I think it was, sliced the volley. And just heard this collective, and just heard this tink of the bar, and there he is, the Lord and Saviour. So nod past that flailing, or whatever dinosaur you want to call him, into the net. And it was one of the, I mean, of all the let-offs under Jurgen Klopp, which there have been many, that was by far the greatest. And I think you can tell by the, if you listen to the post-match show that day, I don't think anyone come down for days.
My favourite thing about that goal is it just summed up everything. So, because the Blues threw a purple flare onto the pitch, if I remember correctly, thinking they were getting a draw, and it basically just ticked all of the cliche boxes of Liverpool supporters saying Pickford's got tiny little arms, because if he had normal length arms, he'd just have caught the ball. But instead, he didn't even need to save it because it was going over.
No,
but instead, he knocked it onto the bar.
If he didn't tip it over, if he didn't touch it, it just hits the top of the bar and dribbles over.
Yeah.
It's like the most Everton, as you said, the most Everton thing in the world ever. What a night.